Let us just be still for a moment and hear God. His desire tonight, God's desire tonight, is that no one who can hear these words would end up in hell. God's desire for the world is that none should be without Him. And so I want to pray right now in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that all of us will leave this place understanding what it means to be with Jesus, to know Him, to be loved by Him, and to hear Him. So let us be seated for just a moment, because we'll be getting up soon. And I'm going to ask children, you're going to have to be real quiet so everybody can hear. Because Jesus wants you to hear this too. There's two types of people in the world. There are those that are with, and there are those that are what? Without. And you see them every day. There's those who have it going on, and there are those who don't have it going on. There are those who have a bunch of stuff, and there are those who have no stuff at all. And guess what? That doesn't matter. In fact, Jesus told this story about a rich guy. He was a rich man. We don't even know his name. I mean, his name may have been Charlie or Hank, or it probably wasn't Billy Bob. It was probably, you know, Franklin or something. Or Franklinstein, since he was Jewish. And he was a rich dude. The Bible says that he dressed in fine purple clothing, the clothing of the elite. He looked like he was with it, man. He looked like he had it all. He looked like he was together. How many of you all sometimes think, man, if I could just be like so-and-so, I would have it together. Any of y'all ever had that thought? Yeah? If I could just win the lottery, then it'd be all right, right? But you know what? What this world has to give you will never get you to where God can bring you. What this world has to give you will never get you where God can bring you. Well, there was another guy. His name was Lazarus. He was a beggar. He was poor. He laid at the gate of the home of this rich man. And he even desired to just have the crumbs off his table. Lazarus thought, man, if I could just get this brother's crumbs, then I would be all right. How many of y'all feel like that in life sometimes? I'm just getting the crumbs. Huh? How many of them, man, I just got the crumbs. How many of y'all ever said this? I'm getting by. Ain't nothing special, but I'm getting by. I want to tell you tonight, if you're in Jesus Christ, you're not getting by, you're getting there. You're not left out, you've been put in. And this beggar, Lazarus, he would watch the rich man, he would watch his table, but his body was covered with sores, and the Bible even says the dogs came and licked his sores. Man, he was out, so the world thought. Well, guess what? It came a day that Lazarus, the beggar, he died, and he went to the side, the bosom of Abraham. And then it came another day that the rich man died, and he was buried, and he ended up in the torment of hell. Now, I want to cover this for just a moment, because it seems to me that in these modern times of preaching, that nobody wants to mention the big H word. Because they're scared that if we preach on hell that you might be offended and walk away. I'm going to take the risk tonight that you might be convicted and be brought into heaven. How many of you all know that hell's a real place? Well, listen, I don't want you to be like this rich man, because the rich man, he could have been an American. Just coasting and cruising, doing his thing. I'm going to get to Jesus one day. Someday I'm going to get there. I believe there's a mighty God, but I'm not going to be connected to Him. I'm just going to do my thing. How many of y'all have just heard Him? Man, do your thing and it'll be all right. Well, it's not true, because when you die, guess what happens? If all you have is you when you die, you don't have enough to go to heaven. If all you have is a bunch of stuff, oh, hear me. Listen, God made you. God made you for Him. God made you to bring you to heaven. Let me tell you this with all sincerity. God desires not a single breath in this field to go to hell. But let me tell you, hell's a real place. And we've had a bunch of people tell us, well, hell doesn't really exist. Tell the rich man that. And guess what? I want you to know there's a real hell. But God doesn't want you to go there. It's a terrible place. This dude was tormented. He woke up in agony. And he peeked up. He peeked upward, and guess who he saw? Lazarus. What's that bum doing in heaven? Now let me tell you something. The rich man did not go to hell because he was rich. And Lazarus didn't get into the presence of God because he was poor. In fact, if you think about it, it was the exact opposite. You see, the rich man couldn't get into heaven because he was poor. He was without God. And Lazarus, he got to go on in to the bosom of Abraham. He got to stand beside the glory of God because he was rich. He knew Jesus. How many of y'all want to be rich tonight? That's all? I mean, I ask you, how many of y'all really want to be rich in life tonight? I mean rich. I mean all out there in life. I tell you something that's rich. Something that's rich is to be able to sit in the field and praise God. That's rich. Oh, let me tell you what's rich. It's when Billy Duvall singing, "Holy is His name." And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost jumps up your back and says, "I am with you." That's holy. That is rich. Rich man, he's tore up. You know why? He couldn't buy his way into heaven. He couldn't earn his way into heaven. His fine clothes did not impress God. His elegant house did not excite God. His total self-consumption got him where he was. And I want to tell you, God, did I tell you God doesn't want you to go there? Now, let me ask you a question. If you don't believe in hell, I'm going to show you how real it is. How many of y'all have ever done what God told you not to do? The rest of you lying? Lying? Huh? You know what I found? Every time I do what God tells me not to do, I end up experiencing hell. You know why God doesn't want me to do those things? Because did I tell you, God doesn't want any of us to be where? None of us. But a lot of us are just going to blow him off and say, "Well, now, Lord, I'm not sure about that. I'm a good old boy. I'm a good old girl from Kentucky. And surely my good works are going to get me to heaven." Man, I'll tell you what, this is one pastor, my heart breaks every day because you know how many people believe that? You know how many people are betting on that in this field right here tonight? They are betting that they've, you know, given 50 cents to the Kiwanis, bought some Girl Scout cookies, said yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and that's going to be their way into heaven. That's not true. Well, let me tell you how bad hell was. Hell was so bad that the rich man started begging Lazarus. This is how bad hell is. A rich man will start begging from a beggar. He said, "Oh, Lazarus, I didn't pay any attention to you." Now, it's interesting. It never says that Lazarus got any crumbs off his table. But isn't it amazing that the rich man knew his name when he got in hell? He probably passed him by here on earth. But when he was looking up from hell and saw where Lazarus was, guess what he said? "Lazarus, can you not just, Abraham, let him just
a drop of water. Relieve me for a second from this agony. And Abraham said, I can't do it. He said, see, between you and me is a great chasm. You know what a chasm is? It's a great big separation. Now guess what? Some of us tonight, we got a big chasm with God. Because we've sinned. We got a chasm. You know what I mean? We can't get to where we want to go. How many of y'all have ever just not been able to get where you want to go? How many of y'all kind of knew where it was but didn't know how to get there? This happens to me every time I go into a city looking for a hotel. I remember one night, Elizabeth and I were in San Antonio, Texas. And we went out to eat. And we could see our hotel, but we couldn't find the road to get to it. It's one of those cities that looped it around on a loop. And we were on the loop, and Elizabeth was going, there it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. And I was going, honey, I can't jump off this bridge and get there. I said, I see it. I see it, but I can't get to it. You see, this is hell. When you can see it, but can't get to it. Did I tell you God doesn't want you to go there? What about in the back? Y'all understand, Jesus does not want you to be there. Good. See, they're awake. There is no chasm between here and there. Let me tell you what the problem was. The rich man had heard about God. Now, Hillview, listen to me. Listen to me like you've never listened before. God's pounding me with His message for about 3 months. There's a lot of you that have heard about God, but you've not received His activity. It doesn't work until you receive His activity. And this is His activity. He desires to forgive you. What do you think? Now, man, I could stay in this place up right now. It'd blow some of you that have been here for the first time. Your mind may already be blown. You're saying, what are you doing this close to me, preacher? I'm making sure you get it. Because I don't want you to look up. Make sense? Listen, I'm on a mission tonight. When you die, honey, guess what? I don't want you to look up. Guess where I want you to look? On ahead. Amen? You see, the beggar was looking ahead. The rich man, he was looking up. You know what God does when He forgives you? You know what He does? You know what He does? Absolutely. Come here, big man. I'm going to show him what He does. You see, when we're sending our heads down like this, and guess what Jesus does? Jesus takes our and He looks us up. You know why He looks us up? So now we can see the things of heaven. How many of y'all have seen some things of heaven today? You can be seated. You did a good job helping me. Thank you. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? A young man be on the front row of church? Wow. Young people, I want you guys to be looking up. God's doing some crazy things in this youth group. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all are starting to look up to what heaven might be like. You're looking up to what the Holy Spirit might do in your life. You're looking up to God's possibilities in your life. Isn't it amazing? All Lazarus' life, he had been looked down upon. But when he died, he had the elite of this world looking up. You see, because the prince of the air, the devil himself, has one position all the time. Every time he wants to see God, he's got to look up. Now, for those of us that are his children, we get to look on. So tonight, guess what? I'm going to give you an opportunity in the name of Jesus Christ to never have to look up again, but to let Jesus raise you up so you can look on into heaven. Isn't that great? You know what this old rich man said? He said, well, if you can't give me a drop of water, send Lazarus back to my brothers. I got 5 brothers and they are living just like me. Now, let me show you something. You know what? If we got serious as a church, this, you know, we think we're doing a pretty good job. Let me tell you, there are 60,000 plus people in Warren County that don't know Jesus. You know what I'd love the Lord to do tonight? I wish He would give every one of you a split millisecond glance at hell. Because I guarantee you, if He did, you would want nobody to go there. You would share your faith. You wouldn't be shy anymore. You wouldn't cower down. You wouldn't apologize. You'd say, let me talk to you, man. I don't want you to go what? There. I want you to be in heaven with me. And Lazarus said, man, is it tell him to go tell my brothers so they won't have to share in this torment. Now let me tell you, if you're not going to embrace Jesus, you'll always be tormented. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Some of y'all do. And it ain't just drugs, sex, and rock and roll. It's walking around feeling like you're nobody all the time. Well, that's what the devil wants you to feel like. It's not utilizing everything that God has made possible in your life. But you see, when you say, Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Jesus, I believe you died. Oh, Jesus, I believe you rose again. Then every possibility changes. Does anybody agree with that? Better yet, anybody ever had that happen? Anybody ever had that happen? How many of you are not what you used to be because you're looking up now? Instead of looking, come on, celebrate it. It's okay to let it go. We're outside, nobody's going to see you anyway. If you get a little happy in Jesus, I could care less. Some of you used to get drunk and feels like this. You look foolish then. Why not be a fool for a better location? Huh? Now check this out. Lazarus, he was thinking. He said, I don't want anybody to come here. You know what amazes me? People in hell are good evangelists. They be sharing their faith. Oh! They say, it's hot in here. I want out. I don't want anybody to come here. But you know what I think our problem is? We don't understand the glory of heaven either. It is more beautiful than anything we have seen. My eyes have not seen the total glory of God. My heart has not been saturated with the presence of the Almighty, like it will be someday. All I can do is sing that song. I can only imagine. If I'm going to dance, sing, shout, or shut up, I say D, all the above at the same time. I'm going to lock up when I see Him. Amen? I'm just going to be glad that I get to see Him. You see what I'm saying? And I don't want to look up when I see Him. I want to look at. I don't want to look up when I die. I want to look at our Jesus. I want to look at the mercy of God. I want to look at the love of God. I want to look at the power of all things. I want to look at that that created my soul. I'm going to look at it. And so are you if you know Jesus. Amen. Let the world hear. Amen. Well, guess what? Lazarus said, he just sent him back. Send Lazarus back to my brothers. He said, guess what he said? He said, if somebody comes back from the dead, they'll believe it then. Well, you know what? Oh, Abraham said, I don't know, rich man. He said, I gave you the Old Testament. I showed you the Ten Commandments. I told you the thou shalt nots. And you did them all. But what if there was one who was risen from the dead? If he came back, would you believe that hell is not a place for you? If there was one who came back from the dead and said, if you believe in me, I will forgive you and bring you into my Father's house forever and ever. Amen. Would you believe? Well, tonight I want you to stand up because I want to give you an opportunity to not go to hell. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I want you to start praying right now. God's going to do some things tonight. Don't worry about the rain. We ask Him to hold it off until we get finished. Obviously, we're not finished. And so just let God touch you tonight for a moment. Listen, if you've never asked Jesus into your life, please don't leave here without. You say, how do I get Him, preacher? Just tell Him, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, Jesus. I've not done what I'm supposed to do. How many of you have not done what you're supposed to do? Man, I've messed up. I've passed by the beggar. I've had anger in my heart and hate in my heart. But guess what Jesus said? I want to come into your life. I want to forgive your sins. Just ask Him right now, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm sorry. And Lord, I do believe that you died on a cross. Does that not blow you guys away? We got a God that so desired that we would never have to see hell, that He died on a cross. So these words could be said tonight. Father, forgive them all. And on the third day, guess what happened? A man came back from the dead. His name is Jesus. To tell us all, we don't have to go to hell anymore. And so tonight I want to pray with you. Listen, there's two things. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you've never been baptized, it's time to step it up. The Lord said this, we need to repent of our sins. And then we need to confess our faith. You know how you confess your faith? You know how you confess your faith? You say, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I am now dead to sin in the name of Jesus, and I am now risen to a new place. I don't have to look up anymore. I can look at the heart of God. And so tonight, if you've never been baptized, I'm going to ask you to square up in the name of Jesus tonight and say, you know what? I've been putting that off. I've been waiting for a special event. I want you to do it now in the name of Jesus. Stand up and say, He is my Lord and I am risen with Him. But tonight, if you've never asked Jesus in your life, and listen, there's people here that came here without. And now in this moment with the Holy Spirit, God's talking to them saying, hey, I love you, man. They're looking and say, hey, Randy, I want you to be with me. Hey, Bobby, I want you to be with me. Hey, Susie, you ain't got to live that life no more, girl. Come be with me. Now, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I want you to start praying. Listen, some of you are sick. Some of you are depressed. Some of you are addicted. I've had all those. Some of you are wondering why life doesn't make sense. Some of you have been a believer in Jesus Christ, but you haven't loosed the Holy Spirit in your life. You hold back all the time. I'm not sure what other people will think. I tell you what, when you get in hell, you don't care what other people think. But let me tell you something else. When you truly understand the power of heaven, you don't care what other people think. This isn't about other people tonight. This is about God so loving you and so loving the world that He forgave us of all of our sins. Amen? So tonight, pray with me. Somebody's going to get saved. Amen? Somebody's going to come and say, I'm going to be baptized. Some of you are going to come down here tonight and you're just going to be prayed over. And you're going to feel the power of the Holy Spirit that's already in you being released. Some of you are going to realize tonight, I am a child of God and I don't have to live the way I've been living. So let's look at Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, if you're not a believer, pray with me right now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Jesus, I receive you. I know you're real. If you brought a friend here tonight that doesn't know Jesus, why don't you be a best friend and say, hey, do you have that in your life? Here's the worst thing they could tell you. No. Then why don't you tell them and be a friend? Why, that's a really good deal. And listen, for those of you that have been listening to this lie out of hell, well, my faith's personal. Baloney. He said when he blows the trumpet, we're all going together. We don't get an individual ticket. He's going to call his bride up. And we're going to be with him. Amen. Well, there's pastors down here. There's people willing to pray with you right here. There's people right here that are willing to talk to you about being baptized. But most of all, there's people here that want to pray with you. If you prayed that prayer to ask Jesus in your life, come on down right now. Y'all may have to scoot back right now. Listen, I want you praying. Those of you that are believers, I want you praying that God's going to do a work like we've never seen tonight. Amen? Don't be scared of that. We pray tonight as deacons and leaders in this church that the spirit of fear would be bound in this place. And you know what? God sent a dark cloud and none of you left. That means you've already practiced faith. So why don't you come and really practice some faith and say, Jesus, I believe you'll take me to heaven. God, I believe you'll change me forever. In the name of Jesus, come right now. There are people coming. There are people coming. Come on, come on. Run down here if God's talking to you. Don't put it off. Believers, you can come right on the side and pray that nobody leaves this house without. But everybody leaves this place with who? Jesus. Come on, this altar's moving. Come on, let it move. Let it move. Come on, if you need to be healed, be healed. If you need to be touched by God, just be touched by God. Come on, church, don't stand there. Let it go. Let it go. God's talking to you in the thunder. He's coming. He's here. He's alive. He's with you. Come and pray and let God touch you tonight. Amen. Come on. Come on. I'm going to be quiet. You come on. You let God have His way in your life right now. God doesn't want anybody to go to hell tonight. God wants every one of you to be baptized in the name of Jesus, saved in the name of Jesus, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Our Lord Jesus, we love you tonight. We love you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for saving these people tonight. Thank you, Father, for bringing them to the altar. Thank you for healing them. In the name of Jesus, release the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.